relations between the federal government and the Muslim community could be tested again following calls by Tony Abbott for a religious revolution within Islam. The former Prime Minister has written an opinion piece in which he argues that the West can no longer be in denial about the massive problem within Islam. He calls on Australians to proclaim the clear superiority of our culture to one that justifies killing people in the name of God. And this is what Tony Abbott had to say in an interview on Sky News yesterday.
There needs to be, as President El-Sisi of Egypt has said, a religious revolution inside Islam. All of those things that Islam has never had, a reformation, an enlightenment, a well-developed concept of the separation of church and state, a culture that believes in decency and tolerance is much to be preferred to one which thinks that you can kill in the name of God. And we've got to be prepared to say that.
Well, that's the Prime Minister. Craig Kelly is the member for Hughes in Sydney, and he's complained about the tyranny of political correctness that has shrouded debate over Islamic extremism. Craig Kelly is with us now on RN Breakfast, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Craig Kelly, thanks for your time.
Good morning, Alison.
Craig Kelly, Tony Abbott has written this morning that there's a massive problem within Islam and that it's something that the West can no longer be in denial about. Has he got that right?
Look, I think that's true. You only have to look at current events around the world where we have terrorist attacks in Europe and America. We've had them here in Australia. We've had them throughout the Middle East and Africa. This is being done by a, if I think I could quote President Obama's words, a perverted interpretation of the Islamic texts. And the greatest victim of this is actually the Islamic people themselves. If you look at the terrorist incidents around the world, it's more Islamic people are killed than people of any other faith.
So do you see, therefore, a link, a direct link between Islamic terrorism and the Islamic ideology?
Look, it's as I said again, to use President Obama's words, it's a perverted interpretation. And this is a debate we must have. It's a sensitive debate when we are talking about people's religions. It needs to be given a due respect. But we do have to admit that there is a problem with this perverted interpretation of Islamic texts, which is causing this terrorism which we're seeing throughout the world.
Well, but this call for a revolution within Islamic and Islamic reformation, should we really be telling people of a certain faith what they should be doing within that religion?
Look, I think we need to give people of Islamic faith a little bit of support in this, because ultimately, they have been the main victims of the terrorist attacks and terrorist incidents throughout the world. Predominantly, it's been Islamic people that have been killed. Now, I think that we need to give them support. We need to give them some help. There's two options we have. Either we sweep this all under the carpet and we pretend it's not happening and pretend there's no issues, or we try and work together and set the problem out and all work together to try and come up with a solution. This is something that's not going to be solved in 6 months or 1 year. This is something that will take decades to resolve.
Another point that Tony Abbott makes is that he wants us to stop apologising for our Western values. He extols Australians, and this is a direct quote, Craig Kelly, to proclaim the clear superiority of our culture to one that justifies killing people in the name of God. Now, that's very strong language. Is there a danger that moderate Muslims could be alienated by this approach? And let's not forgive. I mean, he does have the gravitas of being a former Prime Minister.
Look, that's why it's very important to make sure we interpret these words, as not misinterpret them in any way. And we do have to talk up about our culture, our history, our heritage. Sometimes what actually causes, I see, radicalisation is people that demonise and talk down our culture and heritage. We should be proud of our military forces. There's a lot of talk our military forces serve overseas, and this is talked about as being foreign military intervention. Our military forces are only overseas to help bring peace and security to people, to help people that are in fear for their lives of being enslaved or captured or murdered or raped. That's why our military people are overseas. They're not there for conquest or for treasure. They're there to help innocent civilians.
And but
we need to be saying more of this to talk up. Sorry, you go.
Yes, sorry to interrupt, Craig Kelly, but how do you think the Muslim community will respond to being told by a recently deposed Prime Minister that our culture is superior to theirs?
Look, I don't think that's actually the words that he said. What he was talking about was our Western civilization, our form of democracy, our history, our traditions. If we look at what we've achieved in the West as far as prosperity and peace, we've actually achieved a lot more than many of the Middle Eastern countries. And the reason why has been our system of government, our democracy, our rule of law, our separation of church and state. I think
so we are superior. Is that the point you're making, that we are superior?
Well, the point that we've achieved greater material prosperity for our people, we've achieved greater peace and security for our people. And there's, you know, you just can't put that down to chance. It's because of the systems and the traditions, the heritage, our democratic system, our constitution, our rule of law, our separation of church and state. That is why we have achieved, if you want to put it words, a superior prosperity and superior security and peace for people living in the West.
And Tony Abbott's language is certainly robust. He does appear to be at odds with Malcolm Turnbull, who's trying to recast relations with Muslim Australians. The Prime Minister's language has been more moderate, more inclusive. Would you like to see Malcolm Turnbull toughen up his talk when it comes to countering violent extremism?
Look, I think one thing, as an ex-Prime Minister, you have a little bit more licence to say to say a few more things on the edge, and I think that's what Tony's doing. Look, I think Malcolm is doing a good job. This is a very, as I said, a very sensitive topic, a very sensitive issue. It has to be handled in that way because it can very easily be flipped. And the last thing we want to do is to isolate our Islamic community. I have very good friends of Islamic faith, and they are, they're the ones that come to me and say, you need to toughen up. You need to be tough on these people. These people are doing harm not only to all Australians, but people also of Islamic faith.
Okay, now Donald Trump, he's courting much controversy with his call to ban Muslims from entering the United States. You have previously called for a tightening of Australia's immigration policies. We've only got a minute left. Does that mean you have some sympathy with Donald Trump's call?
No, look, I think that's a rather silly comment.
Donald Trump's comment or the question I just asked?
Donald Trump's comment. Look,
but you do want to see some toughening up of Australia's immigration policies.
We don't want people migrating to this country that hold the views that women are somehow second-class citizens. We don't want people come to this country that have great sympathies with Sharia law. We don't want people come to this country to have sympathy with violence. Now, this is only a very small minority, a very tiny minority of people holding Islamic faith.
Yeah, and it's important to point that out. Craig Kelly, we do absolutely have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. All the best. Cheers.
And Craig Kelly, the member for Hughes, and Alison Carabine, our political editor in Canberra.